Skagway officials announce more active COVID-19 cases. And it's Halloween weekend. Some Skagway residents have been preparing decorations all month long. And the Aurora forecast calls for high activity this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Skagway reported three new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday afternoon, bringing the active case count to 15. Municipal officials warn there is concern for community spread and ask that if you're feeling any symptoms, to call the Dahl Memorial Clinic during regular business hours at 907-983-2255. Testing is available by appointment at the clinic for symptomatic people, and travel-related tests are available on a limited basis. Testing is also available at the Skagway Traditional Council from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays with no appointment necessary. Visit skagwaytraditional.org for more information. Haines is no longer reporting COVID-19 cases. The EOC's last update was late last week. To get tested in Haines, contact the search clinic at 907-766-6300. Halloween brings out the ghoulish spirit in neighborhoods every year. For some in Skagway, it's more than just a chance to dress up in costumes and eat candy. It's a chance to create elaborate fright scenes and haunted yards.
You'll never escape the demon of death.
Welcome to the laboratory.
That's Donna Grifford. She's been creeping out her neighbors for the last 20 years or so at her house on the corner of 5th Avenue and Alaska Street in Skagway. This year, with all the fall rain and an early ground freeze, she was slower than normal in getting her traditional Halloween decorations set up.
The little four-year-olds, they started bullying me. They started egging me on. They're like, "Hey, what's going on? Where's the decorations?"
As she tells it, the decorations were in her attic. It's a month-long celebration of all things spooky at the Grifford house. She has a giant inflatable spider in the front yard, several mock graves with headstones that read Kenny Breathe and Art Underhill. Plus, there's a new addition this year, the laboratory.
We have bleeding hearts. Creepy crawly hands. That freaks a lot of kids out.
Yeah, I bet.
Laboratory lighting. And some of our things are motion or noise activated.
Inside what was originally built this summer as a greenhouse, Grifford has an autopsy table set up with life-size bones she's convinced were molded from a cadaver. She says she goes all out every year because it adds to Skagway's Halloween lore.
Everybody remembers, you know, that guy down the street that gave out the full-size candy bars. People remember the creepy mean guy that made us tell a joke or do a trick before he'd give us the candy. You know, people remember the guy that never had any candy, so he'd throw quarters or dollar bills out the door. You know, everybody remembers those people. All of a sudden, it clicked in my head, and I thought, hey, I wonder if we're going to be those people that kids remember when they're grown up, and they tell their kids about it. And I thought, maybe that's why I do this.
But Donna Grifford isn't alone in Skagway's fright scene. There are houses on 3rd Avenue that join in the decoration fun. There are haunted alleyways in town. And there's one yard in particular that has caught her attention.
Somebody down the road is cranking it up a notch every year. Bring it on, Deb Potter. Bring it on.
I'm not liking it in here. This is not a nice place.
Deb Potter bought a home in Skagway a couple of years ago and says it was Donna Grifford that inspired her to join the Fright Fest. She has a haunted pirate ship in her yard, creepy projections in her top floor bedroom window, and a full array of spooky sounds. Her house is in the alleyway between 12th and 13th Avenue, just off Broadway Street.
Rue, do you want to take a tour through the graveyard?
Please.
The graveyard sits behind a white picket fence. There's a one-handed skeleton wearing a Las Vegas fanny pack and graves with headstones that read Travel Plans, Gone But Not Forgotten, and
girlish figure who existed from 1980 to 2020. Mm-hmm, yeah. Rest in peace. Hopefully she will rise again, but it's not looking hopeful.
There's a motion-activated ghoul that sits right on the side of the alley that is sure to spook trick-or-treaters on Sunday night.
I will say this. There will be treats. Maybe even tricks.
Potter says she and her then 4-year-old buddy Emmett started a tradition of army man crawling around Donna Grifford's yard a few years ago, and that's been her inspiration to create such a lavish audiovisual presentation, replete with thunder, lightning, screams, and howls.
It's really, really cool to kind of hide behind your windows and watch the cars drive by your house and hear the reactions and know that you're really, like, sparking joy in a lot of people. You want to check out the pirate ghost ship?
The captain of the pirate ship is adorned in a glow-in-the-dark Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation 30th Anniversary Concert t-shirt, and it's fishing for ghost fish with a glowing fishing rod. Potter agrees with Grifford that decorating this year with all the inclement weather has been difficult, but she swears there isn't a competition between the two of them.
Does Donna have a laboratory? Absolutely. Do I have a laboratory? Sure don't. Do I have thunder and lightning and projections? Sure do. Does Donna have projections this year? She sure doesn't.
There's a long list of Halloween events in both Skagway and Haines this weekend. In Skagway, it's Teen Night at the Library at 6:30 Friday evening, where they'll make glow-in-the-dark lights. On Saturday in Skagway, the Rec Center will host Spooky Spinning at 3:15 in the afternoon. And in Haines, there's a lights-out drive-in movie for teens and adults in the pool parking lot starting at 6. On Sunday in Haines, kids of all ages are invited to the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds from 1 to 3 for Halloween trick-or-treating and games. There will also be trick-or-treating at the Skagway Public Library from 3 to 6 on Sunday. In Southeast Alaska, even the sky is dressing up for Halloween. The National Weather Service predicts good aurora viewing opportunities across the panhandle this weekend. Federal meteorologist Caleb Cravens says a flurry of charged particles is tracking towards Earth as clouds from a terrestrial storm over the Gulf of Alaska move out of the panhandle.
The Space Weather Prediction Center has issued a G3 geomagnetic storm watch, and that is in effect from October 30th through the 31st. We had a pretty large solar flare, and because of that, that is going to be giving us phenomenal aurora viewing conditions.
The forecast for the Upper Lynn Canal calls for precipitation to move out of the area between Saturday and Sunday night, which means a better chance of seeing the northern lights. Craven says the conditions on Halloween will make for one of the best aurora viewing opportunities so far this year. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.